have quite a lot on the tape.
Mm-hmm.
How many children?
I have five.
Five?
Two from one marriage, mm-hmm. and three from the first marriage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm planning to go into engineering.
Mm-hmm. None.
None?
One is going into medicine.
Medicine, mm-hmm.
One is computer science.
Mm-hmm.
He got MSF graduate fellowship, so that's very good. He's going to Stanford. The one is going to medicine is going to Johns Hopkins.
Johns Hopkins, good.
My youngest daughter is going to be a freshman, fresh lady, fresh girl mm-hmm. at Stanford.
At Stanford?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Are you thinking of going back to the West Coast sometime?
Mm-hmm. We have no definite plan.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots of tennis friends. And also the consulting relationship probably won't be broke after my retirement.
Mm-hmm.
I may not be able to. Long Island has excellent weather too.
Hmm?
Long Island has excellent weather too.
Mm-hmm. You were to single out your most important contribution to the university, or plural contributions, what would you say it would be, would have been?
I mean, I tried my best.
What did you say?
So I tried my best to put together double electric engineering department.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With emphasis on teaching.
Mm-hmm.
We have excellent coverage of all the major areas in electrical engineering.
Excellent.
And the students...
coverage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the report back from the students, they're all doing well. So that's, I think that's a good thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't consider Frankian coming here is my contribution, certainly Dr. Pang and Jiang Tao
mm-hmm.
made the test plan.
Mm-hmm.
I was just a messenger.
You say that was a master?
I was just a messenger, delivered the letter.
Mm-hmm. So Frankian was a roommate of yours.
Mm-hmm.
Back in Kunming.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any contacts with Brookhaven?
Mm-hmm. Some contacts.
Mm-hmm.
I was, Brookhaven in the summer, one summer.
Mm-hmm.
When they were building the alternate ingredient synchrotron, that
was
in 1959.
Mm-hmm.
Then later, after I joined Sunnybrook, I published some paper in economics.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Brookhaven has a energy research project. They engaged me as a consultant for...
What kind of a research problem?
On energy policy.
Energy policy. Mm-hmm.
That's mostly economics.
Mm-hmm.
I was consulting for them for a while.
Who headed Brookhaven?
Who had a... I don't remember.
Who was it? Who? Who was in charge of that policy?
I don't remember now. Mm-hmm. I think.
Mm-hmm. Not Philip Palmetto.
No. Philip is a younger guy.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Philip?
Mm-hmm. You know, at the time, I think about energy policy research, that's over 10 years ago. The reason it came about because Kenneth Arrow, the economic Nobel Prize winner, co-authored a paper with me on exploration of mining oil.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they, probably because of that paper, that's why they asked me.
What is spelled his name?
Oh, Kenneth Arrow.
Arrow?
That's, he's at Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
At the time when we wrote the paper together, he was at Harvard.
He was at Harvard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Arrow, just like bow and arrow. Mm-hmm. Kenneth Arrow.
Okay. Where did you know him? How did you know him?
We had a meeting on optimization technique at University of Rhode Island in Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Kenneth Arrow was there, I was there too.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to work on this together.
Section 15, who were the individuals in your thinking who were most important in the development of the university?
Mm.
You mentioned John Toll,
mm-hmm.
and you've mentioned Alec Pond and Frank Yan.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
Oh, I think there are a good number of very important contributors different areas. It's difficult for me to rate them outside my own personal knowledge. Actually, to be very frank, I don't pay very much attention outside my own department.
Mm-hmm.
Simply, Glass, definitely, yes.
And Tom himself, Tom Irvine?
Right, mm-hmm. Personal.
Me?
Yes, sir, let's have it, yes.
How so?
You put it in a good form before John Paul took over. I think I'm commenting on the two different styles. I think actually John Paul put more emphasis on administration and you put more emphasis on academics. I like your approach better. One thing I was against Jiang Tao was he expanding the administration too far.
Mm-hmm. You say one thing you...
I'm not for Jiang Tao was that he
expanded
the administrative structure too far.
I see. So he was a builder.
Mm-hmm.
In that respect, he was somewhat like Ed Pellegrino.
But Ed left so quickly.
Yes. Ed got more impatient, I think, than Vinzana did.
Mm-hmm.
think Ed is where he belongs now. He's a named professor.
Mm-hmm.
And director of the Kennedy School of Ethics at Georgetown University. But he also has very close give and take with the hospital and the medical school faculty.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a more significant job or the guy in charge of funding the medical health science center here.
Well, it's a different one.
Mm-hmm.
A different one. Between Stony Brook and Georgetown, he was president of Catholic University for three years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand he left because they wanted him to raise money, and he didn't want to do that.
Oh, that's difficult for a person not to.
Mm-hmm.
Friend there. Friend, a close friend only. What takes to be the president of a private university?
President of a private university?
Mm-hmm.
What it takes?
Shape widow's hand.
Shape
widow's hand.
You've got to be able to shape widow's hands.
Right, developing that art.
It's nice to, however, to be in a country where widows have money
mm-hmm.
and are free to do as they please with it.
It's a very good perspective.
Yes. Right.
I'll take some of your
stuff. Okay, I'll just...